Well, we're about 5 months away from another election. Of course, everyone anticipates it being another crazy year. But what does that mean for your investments? Is it a good time to buy gold? We'll explore that question next. Glad to have you inside, Mr. Stillman's Opus. Ben George along with John Stillman. John, I know everyone's well aware that it is an election year coming up. And I think this one, much like probably the last two, going to be a little crazy. And I guess with that comes a lot of questions that you probably receive about what does this mean for us and our investing and my plan and any changes need to be made right now.
Well, yeah, it seems like every election is the biggest election of your lifetime, right? This is the most important election ever. I don't think they can all be the most important election of your lifetime. So maybe we should dial back that rhetoric just a little bit. So yes, a lot of people ask about buying gold, and it's not ever just election years. People ask all the time because the people who are trying to sell gold are always marketing, trying to get you to buy gold. And so whatever the situation is in the world around us, they can come up with a marketing angle to put on that for this is why you should buy gold. Now, have you ever looked, Ben, at a chart for gold's return over time?
Not long term, no.
So it's not good. It's not a good long-term investment. What it does pretty well over the long haul is it holds its value relative to inflation. And so, you know, the old saying is 100 years ago, what could you buy with one gold coin? And it's, well, you could buy a men's suit, a nice men's suit 100 years ago with one gold coin. And what can you buy now with one gold coin? A nice men's suit, right? So like in dollars, the suit costs a lot more than it did 100 years ago. But basically that just means that the gold is maintaining its value relative to inflation. So when we come through periods of high inflation, like we've had recently, it seems like gold is a whole lot more valuable because if inflation is up, then gold is up too. And it's true. We are in a period right now where gold is high. The price per ounce of gold is not at an all-time high, but it's relatively up there compared to its long-term track record. So if you just looked at gold, I mean, you can cherry pick certain time periods and say, wow, gold has had a really good return. So if you look at gold since 2001, just as an investment growing in value, you would say it's done really well in the last 20 plus years. Well, that's because it was at a very low point in 2001 and it had nowhere to go but up from there. Well, if you rewind 20 years from there and you look at gold in the late 70s, around 1980, 81, it was higher then than it is now. So it's made basically nothing. It's actually lost a little bit relative to where it was 43, 45 years ago, right? So over the last 20 years, it's made money. Over the last 40 years, it has not. If you take it all the way back to 100 years ago, that's when we say, okay, over a long enough timeline, it's very volatile along the way. It's a roller coaster ride, but over a long enough timeline, it maintains its value relative to inflation. So that's one of the biggest reasons that people trying to sell gold will give is, hey, the currency is going to be devalued. They're printing too many dollars. The American dollar eventually is no longer going to be the main currency of the world, the reserve currency. So your dollar is not going to be worth as much. That's the pitch, right? Well, let's step back for just a minute and think about that. What they're saying is your dollar is going to be worthless or worth not as much as it currently is. Right. You would be better off to have gold instead. So what I'm going to do, the guy selling gold, out of the goodness of my heart, is I'm going to give you some of my gold that's going to be worth so much more in the future. And I'm going to take off of your hands as a service to you, I'm going to take from you your dollars that are soon going to be worthless. That's exactly the marketing message that they're putting across. Nobody thinks about it that critically, but that's exactly what they're saying. The dollar is going to be worthless. So why don't you just give us those dollars and we'll give you this other thing, right? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But that's exactly the pitch. So they always ratchet up the marketing. At what point? When gold is priced high or priced low?
Priced high.
They're going to want to market it when it's priced high because that's a good time for them to sell. Mm-hmm. Well, when is it a good time for you to buy gold? When gold is high or when gold is low?
When it's low.
We want to buy low, right? But nobody's marketing, hey, buy gold when gold is low, because they don't want to sell it at a low price. So you get all these messages that seep into your head of now is a good time to buy gold. And they give you all these reasons that seem like they're going to make sense. But when you stop and think about it, you understand, oh, no, these are just people that are trying to sell gold. So then you have this other faction of society that's always waiting for some sort of apocalypse, right? Like, yeah, the grid is going to go down and, you know, you're better off to have some gold on hand in case we have this like zombie apocalypse kind of situation, right? Well, let's think through that scenario. If the grid was down, if the rapture has occurred and everything's like whatever has happened in this hypothetical that makes people say, well, you need gold. How valuable really is the gold? Are you just going to be backpacking around Alamance County with a knapsack full of gold coins or like gold bars and you're shaving off gold to get food and stuff? No. What would be valuable in that situation would be ammo, food, and medicine, basically, right? If that's truly the situation that we're trying to create, gold is not as valuable as they're making it seem like it is. So all these messages you hear about gold are usually just marketing, not necessarily something that makes sense for you to do. Now, there are some investment strategies that you might use where you're using gold as a hedge. And, you know, when you have some investments that are up, you might sell high on those, move it into gold when it's low, wait for the gold to bounce back a little bit, move back. But those are pretty sophisticated market timing investment approaches. That's not what people on late night cable or talk radio are selling. They're just trying to get you to buy gold to have and to hold. So you just got to be really careful with this whole conversation.
Yeah. So it sounds like election years, throw that out the window. It doesn't really matter. Gold is a potential tool.
No, that's just the latest. Yeah. That's just the latest way for them to say, here's a reason to buy gold because it's an election year.
But isn't this time it's different, right? It's gotta be.
Always. What's the saying? The four most dangerous words in investing are this time it's different.
The election's coming up. We'll be, I guess, standing by to see what happens, the big fallout that might occur afterwards. But in truth and reality, we're keeping a long-term perspective. And you can call or text 800-545-2991 or log on rosewoodwealthmanagement.com. Thanks, John, for clearing that up and bringing to our attention that marketing message. It sometimes will trick us.
Absolutely.
Carolina Wealth Stewards doing business as Rosewood Wealth Management is a registered investment advisor in the state of North Carolina. The material presented is intended to be general information and should not be construed by any consumer as the rendering of personalized investment advice.